Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. A federal judge struck down efforts to weaken the Endangered Species Act this week. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports the ruling could be a major setback for the Trump administration.
The lawsuit's been going on for 7 years. The first Trump administration tried to chip away at some habitat protections for endangered species. So environmental groups sued, and now a federal California judge has largely agreed with them. Kelsey Yarzov-Yates is the acting director of the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter.
This ruling reaffirms what we already know, which is that federal agencies are required to use the best available science when assessing any kind of harm to species.
Yarzov-Yates says the current Trump administration is again trying to weaken protections, which could lead to more development in grizzly bear habitat, for example. She hopes the new ruling will act as a backstop and make the administration change its proposals. If not, environmental groups will use the ruling to back up yet another lawsuit. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The U.S. Forest Service is planning a major shakeup that includes moving its headquarters from the nation's capital to Utah. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, the plan will shutter some offices in our region, but open others.
The move intends to relocate more than 200 workers and the chief of the Forest Service out of D.C. Many of them will go to the new headquarters in Salt Lake City. The Trump administration says the move west brings leaders closer to the bulk of forests. But Steve Ellis is skeptical. He's the previous chair of the National Association of Forest Service Retirees and worked in D.C., where policy and budget decisions are made.
There were a lot of conversations that took place, say, in the hall outside of regular meetings that were really important. And those, you're not going to do from hundreds of miles away.
Also part of the overhaul, the Forest Service is closing its 9 regional offices, but moving some of their functions to hubs, including in New Mexico, Montana, and Colorado. Idaho and Wyoming will get new state offices, and Fort Collins, Colorado, will absorb the agency's research operations. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
NPR and a group of public radio stations have prevailed in a case challenging the Trump administration's efforts to eliminate government funding. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The lawsuit challenged an executive order called, quote, ending taxpayer subsidization of biased media. The news network and stations, Colorado Public Radio, Roaring Fork Public Radio of Aspen, and KSUT Public Radio in Ignacio, argued the order was trying to silence freedom of speech and the press. U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss said, quote, it is difficult to conceive of clearer evidence that a government action is targeted at viewpoints that the president does not like. CPR's president and CEO Stuart Vanderwilt said in a press release that, quote, the government has no role in directing, impeding, or punishing independent journalism. The ruling does not restore funding Congress rescinded from the now-shuttered Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but it does prevent the government from restricting public radio stations from using federal funds. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
Fire bans are in effect across the state after a mild winter and record-breaking March temperatures. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
County commissioners have implemented restrictions across 12 counties, primarily in central and eastern Wyoming, as well as Uinta County in the southwest corner. Some of the activities limited are open fires and fireworks. Trash fires are only allowed from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. Some of the notices say the restrictions could go through November 1st. Game and Fish has also banned open fires in 13 counties. They include Uinta, Park, Hot Springs, and much of the eastern half of the state. The Bureau of Land Management has restrictions as well for Johnson, Natrona, Campbell, Converse, Platte, and Goshen counties. Wyoming had an above-average wildfire year in 2025, and several fires have ignited in the state already this year, including one near Casper a couple weeks ago. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
It's not news that homeowners insurance is getting more expensive. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, there's an underappreciated factor at play: credit scores.
Imagine you live in a rural Western neighborhood composed of identical homes and identical wildfire risk.
It's all exactly the same, and the only difference is they have excellent credit and you have average credit. You're going to pay 44% more on the insurance premium on average.
That's Doug Heller, co-author of a recent report on the issue and insurance director at the Consumer Federation of America, a nonprofit advocacy organization. He was citing figures for Western states where the use of credit scores in premium setting has not been regulated. Folks with poor credit scores can expect to pay more than double. Across the region, the situation was worse than the country as a whole. But Oregon and Arizona residents with low credit scores see some of the sharpest so-called credit penalties in the U.S., 154% and 168% respectively. He recommended that states follow the example of California, Massachusetts, and Maryland, which banned the use of credit scores in premium pricing. He also said states could require greater transparency on how insurers price insurance. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Laramie wrestler secured All-American status at a national meet. WyO Sports reports freshman Noah Engel landed in the top eight at the National High School Coaches Association High School Nationals in Virginia Beach. A short film that screened at the WyO Film Festival won an Academy Award. The Singers starts as a spontaneous sing-off between working-class patrons of a bar that gradually transforms into something transcendent. It took the Audience Choice Award for Short Film at the Wyoming Festival before receiving the Academy Award for Best Live-Action Short Film. It explores vulnerability, shared humanity, and the unexpected beauty that emerges when people find their voices together. A Jackson-based pet lifestyle brand has launched its own film series. Modern Beast is celebrating the everyday impact of animal rescues in Life Rescued. It spotlights the people who open their homes, offer their time, and use their skills to give animals a second chance. The first episode is set in Wilson. And according to Fishing Booker, Flaming Gorge Reservoir is the third best trout fishing lake in the country. It stood out thanks to its reputation for trophy lake trout and its popularity. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Where is Wyoming's famous medicine wheel located? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how much did the recent renovation of the Wyoming Capitol building cost? The 3.5-year project was completed in 2019 at a cost of about $300 million. Admittedly, that's a lot, but if you haven't seen it, it's well worth stopping by to see it. It is beautiful. Congratulations to Chuck Jordan, who was the first person with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.